Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is the Coast to Coast Radio Show. I'm your host, Ron Fitch. This is the abbreviated NCAA version of the show. Monday, I'll talk more about the NFL and everything that's going to happen Sunday. I'm going to do a recap because getting close to crunch time in both college and the NFL. But in college, this is one of the biggest days to figure out who's going to be in the Final Four. This week and next week, we'll know. Iowa... I will start with Baylor and TCU first. It was a very sloppy game because of the horrible, horrible, horrible conditions. Now, the game started out at track meet. Chapin scored on a one-yard run, and Baylor went up 7-0. TCU immediately comes down the field. Jason Stewart, 25-yard touchdown pass. Chapin, then here comes Baylor. Chapin, 5-yard run, 7 plays, 75 yards. They're flying down the field. And TCU was doing the exact same thing. But then the game slowed down, and Baylor had the lead. If they don't make any mistakes, they're going to win 14-7 because nobody can move at all. All you saw was punts because of the horrible conditions. These great offenses didn't have a prayer. But Chris Johnson makes a big mistake. He made a couple big bad throws, and he made the big mistake by fumbling the ball. Josh Caraway picks the ball up, runs 56 yards for a touchdown, tie score for the entire game all the way into overtime. Baylor scores a 4-yard pass from Chris Johnson, and they really hid Chris Johnson. They didn't want him throwing. They wanted to see if Devin Chapin could run the ball all the way down the field. It never worked. And the only reason TCU didn't win in regulation is Boykin was hurt, so he couldn't move like he could. So both teams were stagnant. But Chris Johnson had the second biggest blunder to tie the game for TCU. The biggest blunder that cost Baylor the entire game was on 2nd and 16. They're not moving the ball in overtime. They're down 7. They're pretty much done. The ball, Boykin lobs the ball in there and hopes. But Waz Chance runs into the receiver. They call pass interference. TCU gets new life. They score, tie the game up, get the ball back, and score again. Because you know Boykin was good for one good series. Score again, 28-21. You knew Baylor wasn't scoring after that because they just kept running, and they couldn't pass the ball. They tried to run up and got nowhere. They got stopped. Waz Chance was the biggest goat of this game. And you could see on the sidelines the defensive coordinator screaming at him. And he was a goat. Sometimes you hate to single that out, but when you watch again, you know when a game turns. You know the plays that are the season game-changing, but this is a season-changing play. Waz Chance just ran down the field, never looked back, and ran into the receiver still looking back like the real good corners do, and it cost Baylor. And TCU lost the exact same way to Baylor where they blew a 21-point lead. They messed around. They were the better team and lost. Baylor were the better team and they lost. And they got sweet revenge. These two teams don't like each other. And now the TCU knocked Baylor out. They're out. So it's all about Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. I'll get to that in a minute. Iowa, everybody talks about how good Iowa was or any good. I got to see them for the first time yesterday. They're pretty good. They're solid on offense. C.J. Beathard is a good quarterback. He's not going to make a lot of mistakes. And the running game was great because Jordan Canisari was fantastic. They're not a top 14. I think they're a top 18, top 10 team. They beat Nebraska. They're up 21-17, and Nebraska has a chance to make a comeback. But Jordan Canisari breaks off this 68-yard run down the sideline. That was a dagger. You're not coming back. Because Tommy Armstrong Jr. was just throwing the ball all over the place, throwing 4 interceptions. And they were some of the dumbest interceptions I've ever seen. And they lost. So now we get to Oklahoma and Oklahoma State preview because the Baylor TCU, being that Baylor's out of it now, it's all about Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. This is the Big 12 championship game, basically. And whoever wins gets in. without a doubt in my mind. Well, if Oklahoma State wins, maybe there's a little minor debate because how bad they got beat by Baylor. Oklahoma wins, they're in because they're already number three. I like Oklahoma State because they're home. I think it's going to be a shootout. I don't think there's going to be a lot of defense played. Oklahoma's a better team, and I think if they were home, I would pick them heavily over Oklahoma State. I just think Oklahoma State's going to bounce back. Mason Rudolph is going to have a much better game. But the problem Oklahoma's going to have is how do you stop Samaje Perine? And then if you stop him and load him in the box, how do you stop Sterling Shepard from getting his passes from Baker Mayfield, who is playing himself into a pro contract? And if I'm the Dallas Cowboys, and without Romo for maybe a while, maybe even into the regular season, I'm getting Baker Mayfield. Because, you know, Jerry Jones loves to draft Arkansas and Oklahoma and Texas. He likes to draft those kind of players that are close by. Baker Mayfield is kind of like a Tony Romo clone. Romo could groom him to be that guy. That's a smart draft pick if they were able to do that. Now, Ohio State, Michigan. You know, this is a tough one to call because I really think Michigan is going to win, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if Ohio State bounced back after that disaster of a game last week where they lost. They didn't just lose to a backup quarterback at home in Michigan State with the finger pointing and Cardale Jones, who's officially turned me off. I don't want him anywhere near my NFL franchise. He talks too much and he's extremely immature, and he's on Jamarcus Russell Boulevard, a little overweight quarterback with a good arm, not a high IQ. I would run from him like a rattlesnake. Now, JT Barrett is solid. He's a good backup quarterback. I don't think you have a solid NFL quarterback out of the bunch, out of what Urban Meyer did. Urban Meyer did a good job last year with this team, did a decent job this year. The reason why I said he only did a decent job there is JT Barrett gets arrested by the cops. And then he goes and tells the cops, "Do you know I'm JT Barrett of Ohio State? How dare you arrest me?" At that, I might have kicked him off the team after that. But Urban Meyer allows players to have indiscretions. He's done it. He grabbed up Aaron Hernandez when he was a football player in Connecticut, and he was a hoodlum on Connecticut. He goes to Florida and commits murders underneath Urban Meyer's, on his watch. Urban Meyer didn't even know what was going on. He was a hoodlum on Florida. Tim Tebow tried to help him. Then he went to New England, became a hoodlum, and now he's in jail for murder. And Urban Meyer allows players, even if they don't have the best reputation, but if they're really good, you could play on my team. And that might come back to bite Urban Meyer down the line. Okay, you got that one national championship, but now moving forward, can you sustain? You know, he stayed it for a little while, and then once Tebow left, Florida went down, and he just couldn't take it no more. And I just wonder how long Urban Meyer, and nobody ever talks about this, but I've seen Urban Meyer in Florida. So I know Urban Meyer really, really good. Great coach, great innovator, great system, really good running and passing system because it's very difficult to prepare for. But Harbaugh is coming, and if he's here to stay, Michigan's going to be good. You're going to get maybe a couple of national championships out of this guy for Michigan. And if Jake Rudolph plays well and he uses his tight ends well, they'll be fine. Devon Smith, you know, Peppers is going to get a couple touches. I think Michigan squeaks it out, a close game, low-scoring game. Of Oklahoma State, I have Michigan. These are underdogs because a lot of people are going to pick Oklahoma, Ohio State, and there's nothing wrong with that because that's really the logic pick. I'm just going on a hunch. I'm going to go against logic. And I'm going to go on a hunch. But it wouldn't surprise me at all if Oklahoma won or Ohio State won. It's that close. Now I want to talk about the last game on the docket for college football. That's Alabama-Auburn. And I like Alabama, but this has always been a tricky game for the Alabama Crimson Tide, Nick Saban and Kirby Smart, because Gus Malzahn's system has given them fits. The miracle win by Auburn 2 years ago, and then last year, Alabama won, but they had to score a lot of points because they could not stop Nick Marshall. Now, this is not Nick Marshall quarterback, and this is Sean White, who's good. If they had Jeremy Johnson, Alabama would destroy him. If you see Jeremy Johnson on the field for Auburn, Auburn doesn't have a chance. But Sean White, he's a good thrower. He's not the good runner, but he's a good thrower. They're going to have to rely on Ricardo Lewis making plays. They're going to have to pass the ball. You're going to run it. Yeah, you're going to run your system, but you're going to have to pass the ball, maybe gash them later with the run. But Alabama is a machine right now, and they remember what happened 2 years ago. So I think Alabama figures out a way to get out of Auburn with a win. I don't think it's going to be easy, though, even though Auburn has been horrible this year. And just, the losses are mind-numbing losses the way that Auburn's lost. The Arkansas loss was just, they are a sieve defensively. And they can't do that with Derrick Henry, who's going to be a Heisman candidate, might win that Heisman. And if you stop him, Calvin Ridley quietly is having a good year with 61 catches, 5 TDs for 701 yards. So be careful on that level. Okay, we have a caller.
Yes, hello. Sir. This is Pastor Friday from Virginia.
Oh, and my guess is you're going to want to talk about the NBA. So go ahead and make your point.
My point is, number one, that Chris Paul is, I like him. I like his tenacity, but he's a dirty player. And that was a dirty play that he made against Anthony Davis last night, causing him to suffer a knee injury.
And this is the problem. Because it's Anthony Davis now, all of the sins and all the things that Chris Paul's done in the past is now going to be coming to light. And it's very unfortunate that somebody that brilliant that could play in any era with his type of game has done that. But I just think he was on the wrong team. I think David Stern messed up the entire setup. He really should have been on the Lakers. And that Lakers haven't, they're trying to recover. But then they made the Steve Nash trade, which is horrific right now because of the draft pick situation. And then the Clippers are never going to get it together. So he goes to a Clipper team that's dysfunctional. So he's playing on a dysfunctional team with Doc Rivers, who's a good coach, but devoid of really good character. So you have that set up. So he doesn't have that. He doesn't have Phil Jackson to tell him, listen, I need you to cut this out of your game. Because he would listen to somebody like, Doc Rivers is not going to do it. He's just like, go ahead and do it. And that's the problem. Now that he's done it, Anthony Davis, everybody's going to come down on him on a certain level now. Now I have one more minute, so I'm wanting you to make your point.
I saw him do the same thing to Lamar Odom. And Lamar Odom kind of went at him and showed him what he did, and he tried to deny that he did it. But what he does is he throws that hip. He crouches, and he throws that hip right into your thigh. And it causes the knee to collapse. And he does it while you're running full speed. I've seen him do it like three or
four. Now, I got to let you go because it's a shorter version of our show. But listen, that has to stop. And I'm glad you called. And I'm going to make sure I shed light on that. I got a person on the West Coast who covers them. And I'm going to bring that up. So I thank you for the call. And I'm glad you made this point before we leave. Okay. Yeah, I love Chris Paul, but he's got to cut that out. Really, he really does. Okay, Monday we're going to talk NFL football and NCAA. The NCAA football situation will be clear, a little more clearer on Monday.